is a little dilly about a good guy. No. He's needing a heart attack, man. And you know, he weighs in pretty hefty. My man's like demanding hefty.
How much he weigh?
He's like the guy in the hefty bag.
Okay, let's take it from here.
To you, cause you're like a mum on tunes. Me, I'm like a wench dad. Nah, these MCs are talking crap, and MCs try say I'm talking black. But let them talk, I'm just talking the lingo of where I was born. Dad. I came from this dirt, I've put in my work. I've paid my dues, now the youth say I'm irk. Came out this dirt, and there's no stopping me. I've put in my work, and there's no stopping me. I've paid my dues, I've done my tunes, and I'm still hungry, so there's no stopping me. MCs now I gotta try team up. Nitrous boss, they can't keep up. I've kept my knees up. Now I'm forcing MCs to get the teams and meet up to figure a way to stop me now. But they got no way, so I box them down. Or should I say, shake them off, yo Kirk. Flames them off, I'm crossing them off. One by one, they're dropping off. They on this grind, so like a dead link that's dead in bed. I'm locking them off, got a work reach, just not there. Made it clear, finished it. Toss me, you look sad, time's done, eh. I came from this dirt, I've put in my work. My dues, now the youth say I'm murk. Came out this dirt and there's no stopping me. I've put in my work and there's no stopping me. I've paid my dues, I've done my tunes, and I'm still hungry, so there's no stopping me. Your time's out, your time's finished. That empty space, you didn't fill it. I told you you didn't have to wait, mate. You didn't believe me, get with it. Man, them say that I'm going on damn, but I ain't even started, I'm just on the ball. Now other youths try be on the ball, but they ain't got weight, so they just get barged off. Look who's on top now, straight from out the dirt, blood. I haven't bought the dogs out, but still out rhyme all your verses. That's call me, I done all of the work, blood. I wrote the rhymes, I wrote the words, blood. Blood, sweat and tears, I'm from out the dirt. I came from this dirt, I've put in my work. I've paid my dues, now the youth say I'm murk. Came out this dirt and there's no stopping me. I've put in my work and there's no stopping me. I've paid my dues, I've done my tunes, and I'm still hungry, so there's no stopping me.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
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 No stop this, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
No stop this, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
No stop this, no stopping,
put in my work.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
Came out this dirt and there's no stopping me
now.
I've put in my work and there's no stopping me
now.
I've paid my dues, I've done my tunes, and I'm still hungry, so there's no stopping me
now.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping. No stopping, no stopping, no stopping
me now.
Me now.
Hiya.
I think just you need to turn it down a little bit more. Go on, keep going. Keep going. Right.
Grab that.
This?
Yep.
Yeah, go on then.
How's that for you?
That's, yeah, cheers. It's good.
Lovely.
That was a young producer from Nottingham called Kirk Spencer with That Jizzle.
That Jizzle.
What do you think?
Well, damn. it's better than Cheryl Cole.
I'm sure he'll appreciate your thoughts there, Tris.
Hmm. Yes.
I'm Dan.
Hello, and I'm Tris, and this is Fuzzbox.
The Fuzzbox.
The Fuzzbox.
Or Fuzzbox.
Either way, it's fuzzy and it's boxy, and it's a podcast filled with new music and wittering on about stuff and that. Yeah, speaking of Cheryl Cole, how are you?
I'm all right, actually. How about you?
Marvellous,
yes. You been to Basingstoke recently?
Basingstoke, coming up next week for my spring holiday.
Nice.
Yes, I tend to spend my springs in various exotic locations. You know, Basingstoke, Peterborough, Sutton Coldfield. Yep.
Last gig then, Tris. What have you been up to?
Last gig, a few weeks ago now, I went to see Billy Bragg at Broadway Cinema. He'd been involved in a documentary about this charity he's got where he takes guitars into jails and teaches the prisoners how to play guitar, gives them something else to do other than stabbing and bombing and stuff like that.
Oh, does he get paid for that?
No, it's all gratis, you know.
Oh.
He raises money and, yeah. Gets guitars in, and so we had the documentary, bit of a Q&A with Billy and the director, and then a couple of the ex-prisoners, they did a set each.
Oh,
right. We're in it. And then Billy did a few songs.
Did you ask him a question?
No, I'm too scared. So how about you? What gigs? Any raves in the woods recently?
been to see Chaz and Dave.
Boxing.
I didn't get into it. Last gig would have been 25 past the Skank, actually, last weekend.
Very
last
good.
Saturday, at the Golden Fleece. It sounded good, actually. I think Bruce Myers was doing the sound.
Bruce Myers, good old Bruce Myers, yeah.
It sounded really good, actually. I think they put together a new EP and everything, so see if we can get some of their tracks at some point.
What music have you got for us to play on the podcast, Dan?
What should we go for? I tell you what, this is...
come on.
Patrick Grace.
Yes.
With the cover of The Cure's Love Cats.
Excellent.
The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we stalk, the
I like that cover, Truss.
I adore it. I'd never get tired of listening to Patchwork Grace. Having seen them many, many times live and stuff.
Bigging it up. Do you want to explain what's going to be happening on the Scallywag podcasting site?
Well, there's going to be a few things. There's going to be this podcast, the Fuzzbox New Music Podcast. There's going to be...
Big Z.
With
Trash Pit.
Big Z
with
Trash Pit. I believe that's going to be the case. That's going to be the trashier, heavier, rockier
Scuzzy
side.
Scuzzy, metal.
Dirtier, more bearded side of things.
More beard, less hair.
That's his slogan, that's going to get him in.
More beard, less hair.
And the more you say it, the funnier it gets.
It does.
Yeah. Also, there's going to be a bit of comedy stuff, I believe. There's going to be Pod Will Eat Itself, which will be a showcase of oddities and things like that. There's also we're going to bring over Max Buffer's Media Museum.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is the premier cult... It's a moderately funny comedy podcast that you can already find on mediamuseum.co.uk. It's spoofing the awful world of television and film.
Brilliant. Yes. Sounds good. Plus many more.
Comedy
indeed. And music. Yes. Comedy and music. All local, all unsigned and all that malarkey. With a few others thrown in for good measure, hopefully.
Yeah.
Back to music, Triss.
Back to the music. So we've had... Patchwork Grace, who, as I've said, are absolutely fantastic. You can find out more about them by going to their website. We'll have a link to that in the show notes and on the blog and website, ably designed for us by Paul at Zombie Playground.
Zombie Playground.
So, have we got any more tracks?
Yeah. Oh, what are we feeling? What are you feeling like? What mood are you in?
Sleazy jazz.
Yeah. I've got some jazz funk.
That'll do.
Okay, this is... What do I click on?
The little smiling man.
Finder. Okay, this is the Small Town Bullies and Zingbot.
Small Town Bullies always gets me in the mood. What it gets me in the mood for, I'm not going to tell you just yet.
Exactly.
Spitty tape.
Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me what you got your gran for Christmas?
Yes, topical subject of the week. I got my gran the Susan Boyle CD album.
Yeah, is it good?
It was, apart from the fact that we had to listen to it on Christmas Day. Made the cheese feel funny. You know, after dinner, enjoying a bit of cheese, maybe whiskey or sherry or something, yeah. Susan Boyle. Yeah, Grandma loved it.
Didn't Gordon Brown phone Susan Boyle up?
Yes, and we have a recording of that.
Hang on.
Telephone call.
I've got it here somewhere. Yes.
That's it.
Hang on.
Yeah, unwrap the package with the recording in it. Yeah.
There we go. We're just going to play it 1 second. This is Gordon Brown phoning Susan Boyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. Is that Susan Boyle? That's all we've got. Exclusive.
Exclusive to the Fuzzbox.
Maybe we should have our own Fuzzbox crew.
Yeah.
Get some girls going along on their BMXs, you know.
Any girls with skateboards or BMXs who want to be part of the Fuzzbox road crew, that can report on traffic, hand out flyers, you know, stuff like that. What's going on down the local skate park?
I quite like the idea of having a traffic update on this. So you're listening along 6 months down the line and you hear, oh, the A38 snarled up. Better avoid that.
Yeah. Get in touch. We'll give you a t-shirt, a haircut perhaps.
I have scissors.
Yeah, Trish has got scissors.
Just email anyone and tell them that you want to be part of the Thunderbox crew.
the Fuzzbox road crew.
Fuzz Thunder.
Thunder Fuzz.
Yeah. Thundercats are good, aren't they?
Yeah. So what can you expect from future Fuzzbox?
A higher degree of professionalism.
This is a little bit of a pilot effort.
Pre-prepared material. Features.
Features. We've got a features from his very own Angry Poet. Oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to say where he's from.
You've ruined it. We'll bleep it out.
We'll bleep it out. Yeah. Okay. Can you go back and do that?
Yeah, I have the technology.
Right. Who's just basically an angry poet who just writes poetry that's angry. So look out for that. We'll have him on future podcasts.
We also have the forecast, which will tell you where to find the hottest looking ladies and gentlemen in your area.
Yeah, the forecast. Are you going to give us a little example of the forecast this week?
No.
Okay.
I would say, what is it? We're recording this on a Saturday. I would go along and check out the Goth Safari on Nottingham Market Square.
Yes.
Incorporating Emo Land.
Always a good one.
Yes, you can go along and see all the youngsters clad in black on a hot summer's day, congregating in crowds.
They don't sweat. Have you noticed that? Their mascara doesn't run. Only when they cry, never when they sweat. Because they don't sweat, they just cry.
Oh, God. Does that mean that you never find a smelly goth?
Do you know what? You know, it's funny you should say that. I don't think I've ever met a smelly goth.
No, I've never... Is that a goth?
No. Yeah. So, whatever the secret is, maybe you really are vampires. Do vampires smell?
not to my knowledge.
In fact, the last time one of our goth friends came round the house, if you remember, they wouldn't come in unless they were invited.
That's very true. And they refused the garlic bread, didn't they?
Yeah, they just said they didn't like it.
No.
Yeah.
Also, they objected to being splashed with holy water and having their crucifix thrust into their face while I was going, while I was shouting, "Be gone, demon! Out!" No.
Yeah. No, I think he was just objecting.
Objecting. Objectionable.
Straight edge.
That as well. So yeah, Fuzzbox is going to be about talking and music, and I think we should have some more music to rescue us from this inane babble. What track have you got to finish off today's podcast?
This is a band called Stand Out Riot, and they're either from Sheffield or Leeds, I think, and this track's called Playing With Hammers. I bloody love it.
What did I feel?
Playing with hammers again!
love that song.
I like that.
Do you like it?
I do.
A little bit gypsy, isn't it?
It's a bit gypsy. Yeah. I've been researching my family history recently. My grandma keeps telling me that my great-great-grandmother was a gypsy and she was thrown out of the tribe for having a love affair with a non-gypsy man. So if this research proves my grandmother to be correct, then I'll be listening to that with pride, thinking, yes, that's my people. Otherwise, yeah, it's a good track anyway. Yeah.
I love it. End it there. With a big explosion.